This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 16th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, making for a pleasant night. Jerusalem is experiencing a mild breeze, while Haifa enjoys a peaceful night under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the U.S. has launched a fifth night of strikes in Iran as Israel considers joining the conflict. This information came in earlier today. Also, Walla reports that the U.S. Central Command announced another wave of attacks in Iran just 38 minutes ago. Also this hour, the Times of Israel says five people were killed in Gaza earlier today. An IDF operation targeted a Hamas commander involved in the October 7th attack. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Greece has purchased precision weapons from the U.S., potentially signaling a message to Ankara. This news came in just 22 minutes ago. And finally, JNS reports that U.S. Vice President Vance suggested an Israeli influence campaign targeted Trump's administration over Iran talks. This was reported an hour ago. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared 16 minutes ago that a bridge struck by the U.S. connects Bandar Abbas with Shiraz. It's crucial for commercial and passenger traffic in Iran. Ariel Osseran, a journalist, reported 20 minutes ago that U.S. airstrikes targeted the Bandar Abbas-Kahuristan-Lar bridge and Iranshahr airport, according to Iranian sources. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted 24 minutes ago about the dramatic fifth night of U.S. strikes in Iran. Reports indicate seven fatalities and multiple strategic targets hit. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. According to Ynet, Washington has informed Jerusalem about targeting infrastructure and energy facilities in Iran. Israeli officials believe Tehran still aims to avoid direct conflict. This escalation puts regional stability at risk and could draw in more countries. Turning to the situation in Gaza, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has taken control of 60% of the strip. The targeted Hamas commander had previously invaded Israel, violating a truce. This development raises concerns about the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Meanwhile, Greece's procurement of U.S. precision weapons may impact its tense relations with Turkey. Israel Hayom highlights the purchase of Switchblade 300 drones, valued at $80.1 million. This deal underscores the shifting alliances and military strategies in the Eastern Mediterranean. Finally, on the diplomatic front, JNS reports Vice President Vance's comments about Israeli influence on U.S.-Iran policy. Israeli officials allegedly sought to sway U.S. public opinion against the administration's Iran strategy. This adds complexity to U.S.-Israel diplomatic relations, especially amid ongoing regional tensions. Turning to business and markets, first, CTEC reports that Rafael, the developer of Iron Dome and Iron Beam, is creating a city-scale emergency simulator in partnership with In3D and the Sderot municipality. This innovative project aims to enhance urban preparedness. Separately, Walla Business reveals that the Mami card broke a record in Israel, issuing 11,000 cards in a single day. This achievement marks a significant milestone for the collaboration between the Mami Club and Isracard. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights summer gifts for employees in Israel. Companies are offering gift cards and vacations, including trips to Sicily, as part of their welfare policies. This trend reflects the growing importance of employee appreciation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.